who is the real Stephen Lim?
I'm actually the OG YouTuber. I was paid to be there. It's just a show.
What was the lowest point in your life?
I broke up with my girlfriend. We have plans for marrying her.
Do you ever feel like, wow, I really got to let this persona go?
I think I need to expose it on the air. I still got this!
There!
Of course, I love you.
Woo! This is your daily catch up.
Yeah.
We breathe.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Huh? Wait, there's so many people on this shoot.
Why there are so many people on this shoot? We are filming two separate segments, so I will tell the viewers that we have a surprise guest with us here today.
Okay. Oh, but we're going to film first.
Mm.
Then okay. The chair.
Just wait, I think she's reaching already though.
Then we faster. Ah.
Yeah, hey, faster.
Let's
we roll first.
Let's
first.
Pre-roll. Okay, roll. Have you all voted?
Hello!
Hey!
$150.
Yes.
$50.
Welcome.
So happy April Fools, guys.
You're so yeah. You're so yeah. 帅哥帅哥帅球部.
This is the best episode
ever. This is like core memory.
Here with us today is the most famous celebrity in Singapore. From eyebrow plucking to award-winning talent management, from dancing on national TV to kickboxing coach, this man has truly done it all. Stephen Lim Koko, welcome to the show!
Hello! You guys are amazing! I love you! Yeah!
What is going on?
Best episode ever already.
I always see you on Orchard Road, then I want to say hi, but then you look like very into your live stream.
No worries, you can just come up and say hi to me. I'm a friendly guy.
Okay, next time
you
I will.
Guys are, why I need you guys to give me the explanation? Why you guys so cute one? Eh?
Okay, so you are quite the household name for us, obviously, and of course, people of our generation. But let me just do a quick recap for our viewers. You first went viral after stripping, essentially, on national TV in 2004.
What?
And in 2006, you went on a crazy date with Xia Xue, where you said, and I quote, "Me and her are the most compatible couple in Singapore."
I still believe so.
It's true. She's single now, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, at that time, you didn't score a second date. And in fact, you ended up in a block wall with Xia Xue in 2007. But okay, moving past that. In 2012, amidst an intense back and forth with a certain Mr. Aaron Tan regarding an ex-girlfriend, you actually start in an iconic Popeyes commercial together with Amos Yee, Dee Kosh, and Naomi Neo.
Wow.
I remember this.
And later in 2017, you had a celebrity Muay Thai fight before Logan Paul had this idea with KSI. And since 2020, people have fallen in love with your birthday shoutouts, and you are a kickboxing and acting coach now, alongside with being one of the top live streamers on TikTok Singapore. It has been widely debated whether or not your online persona, right, is just a character and actually everything that you're doing is part of your great marketing genius brain, right? So today we are going to find out who is the real Stephen Lim. I mean, now that the three of you all have slightly recovered from our great surprise.
I have not.
It is really very well done. Eh.
Thank you. How did you all actually first come to know about Stephen Lim Koko and what's your first impression of him?
I only come to realize how big a cult following you had, right? Was when I was serving my NS that time, and I'm in my group of NS, like my batch boys, right? They were really talking about you every single day. Eh? Like even in our batch group chat, right? They always, every time you appear on my Facebook feed, it's because my batch boys are just, "Hello Koko, good morning." And then when people scold them, people make fun of you or whatnot, right? They will just come out and defend you. Then I realize, oh my gosh, what is this? Yeah. What is this cult following? And people started calling you koko out of nowhere and all that stuff. And not just our generation of people, the generation of people that are younger than us, they also know to call you koko. What yes. do you think was that thing that made it happen for you?
I call myself koko.
You call yourself koko first?
Yes, koko.
Oh, I see. It's you like educated a, it's like them.
Stealing koko. Example, you know, Liang Tao, right?
Yeah.
Firstly, the first time, you when Liang Tao say, you can, Liang Tao, I find a bit very, a bit strange.
Yeah.
But after so many years, yes, you all call me Liang Tao. Same thing as well. People for now, they all call me Stealing Koko. To have a so-called like a difference between the other Steven.
Now you're a family.
Yes, you're right.
Marketing genius.
It really is.
Thank you.
Do you remember
but
who
first,
was?
The first one that's so.
Hey, no, please. No.
Oh my God. After you.
No. Go.
Okay. The thing is that, but the first one that actually called me what superstar Steven Koko, is not me.
Oh.
Okay.
On the street, you don't know me? You are a superstar of Singapore, leh! My fans say that to me.
It's true, it's true. You were the first viral figure in Singapore.
When was the first time a fan walked up to you in person and say that they are a fan of yours?
Since 2004, yes. Mm. 2004. Mm.
After 2004. Idol.
After Singapore Idol. Mm.
You're so energetic now. I imagine over there you shit yourself like, when someone come and recognize you for the first time.
I actually
screaming.
I love the attention. When people come up to you, you know, you guys will understand, okay? Yeah. Come up to you and take picture with you.
Yeah.
It's a big honor.
Of course.
It's a show. Oh my God. It's like something accomplished.
Yeah.
It's a good accomplishment, by the way.
Mm. I actually met you on Orchard Road.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know what you were asking. I thought you do survey on the street kind.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So then I was like, sorry, no, thank you, no, thank you. Then
I was a scout.
Right, yeah.
You could have been famous if you didn't reject.
So he scouted you?
He saw you and said no.
Then we walk away. Then my friend tell me, the guy famous on there, you know.
Right.
Then after that, we go and find out that, he was on Singapore Idol, yeah.
Yes, that was how I knew him.
But seriously, I'm actually the OG YouTuber in YouTube.
That's right.
In case you're not sure.
You paved the way for all of us.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Almost 20 years ago.
2006.
Yeah.
2006. I'm the very first batch of Singapore YouTuber.
Right. Yeah. That was when YouTube was about 2 years old, I think.
I remember there was a point in time, right? Because I'm from Malaysia, right? So I just come into Singapore and then my friends, right, would randomly send like photos, and this one like last time like MMS, right? Of them posing with the same guy and like doing like all the poses and outside taka. Then I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then everyone just taking turns and they were like, then this is the Stephen Lim.
You're learning our culture.
Okay, I must look out for Stephen Lim.
And like Taka.
Yeah. But I never got the chance to meet you until now.
Lucky me to meet you.
No, it's my honor.
You are our Tan Tan.
Tan
Tan.
You have been missed out. A celebrity name.
Tan Tan. Oh my God. What a cute name.
Back when I first learned about Stephen Koko, it was when he was actually having some online beef in 2012.
Yeah.
And then after that, I kind of didn't really follow you, sorry. But then you had a big resurgence with the birthday shout out thing.
Yes,
and then like, you're dancing, all that. Then it's like, all my friends always like to watch when you post on your IG story and all that, right? And speaking of dancing, that's actually how you first went viral. So like John said, right? Mm. When you first appeared on actually the very first season of Singapore Idol in Singapore. Mm. And then-
Iconic.
Yeah, how did you decide on your performance?
Oh, I just want to be different, okay? Oh. With the same song, because I saw Wei Lan Hang, okay? The She Bangs.
Yes.
I thought that, maybe I can try She Bangs.
So it's a calculated comedic move.
I think you're smart.
No, I think you are smart.
How can you so brainy? So cute. Right? Then I do an app on my own that I do the stripping to my swimming trunks.
Yeah.
Like, she's not underwear, swimming trunks.
Yeah, get it right.
Was it was yellow, is it?
You still remember after so
it's
many
green,
years?
Why do you know?
It was the first time I see a full like male astronomy. Like, I was like, wow.
long time ago.
I was like, wow.
Wait, how old are you? How old
that was like 2004.
2004, I pray for. I was like, wow.
How old were you when you did
that? Never mind. Let me see. Oh my God. 20 years ago, is it?
Mm. Yeah.
20
exactly
years ago.
20
years ago.
So 28.
28. Oh, you got it right. Bingo, bingo.
I do the research on you. Thank you.
So it was a fully calculated plan and they don't know one. You just go there and you do whatever you want.
Yeah, they were shocked.
Oh. Yeah. So did the producer like, oh, you're Steven Lee, we shall put you on air?
The time I'm not super famous yet.
Yeah. Previously, he was on Star Search the year ago.
Right. Star Search. I was in Star Search 2003.
Oh my God.
Oh, you joined every competition. Yeah, right.
Yeah. That time, you're right. Okay, I joined many competitions. 2003, I was the top 100.
Did you join with the intention of wanting to pursue acting as a full-time career?
Yes.
I see.
And before that, I was actually... I actually do acting with several musical artists as well. Oh. Like Huang Wenyong.
Oh.
He actually praised me. He said, oh, Star Search, the one taking part in Star Search really different. He praised my acting.
Oh. I see.
Yes. I was very, very humbled. Mm. I was very happy and honored to say that.
Mm. Fuck yeah!
What is this?
That's what growing up all along, was it your dream to be
he
an actor?
He stuck in this was.
Sorry, what's the question?
Growing up, did you always want to pursue like acting and all this?
Yes, I want to perform. I wanted to be famous. Two of my relatives, they are very, very famous.
Oh, your relatives?
Yeah, very famous musician in Singapore. Top one way up there.
Huh?
You guys will surely know one.
Big Lee.
No. Oh. About the same
Benjamin King.
About same ring.
Same
ring. His name's called Dr. Liang Wenfu. You know right?
Liang Wenfu.
Si Sui Chang Liu.
Oh.
Okay.
You know
he do the song for the Heavenly Kings. Okay,
he's a songwriter.
He and also the Meizi Xing Lai by Andy Lau.
Wow. He wrote that.
He was the 1890s super famous pop star in Singapore, no joking.
Honestly, you are the most famous name that I've heard so far.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
I don't
much.
Know who the rest
you're so nice.
You surpassed
them. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then my mother, his school there, and me always collect his cassette. Okay, I tell my friends, oh, you know who's my cousin? Liang Wenfu, Liang Wenfu. Since young, in the competition, I write Liang Wenfu, Liang Wenfu.
Like you're proud of him, you're proud.
He named all his characters
Liang Wenfu. Oh my God, he's my aspiration. Then I want my uncle, my father's youngest brother, you know, Lin Xuan. He's the one that composed Guan Yi Fang Shi.
Oh, wow.
寂寞开在心事旁，谁手中一点伤感，不让星星来窥探，找个沉默的夜晚，找个沉默的夜晚，不让星星来窥探，谁手中一点伤感，
hey.
寂寞开在心事旁，我的关怀方程式，我的关怀。
Thank you. He also wrote the song for Lin Zi, 看着我眼睛。
You saw the song before?
Look, my eyes. Yeah.
You saw the song before? Have the song before?
Never.
Childhood memory. Oh, actually,
no,
I see. Oh, sorry.
So when you were starting out, was it more important for you to entertain? Was it the craft or the art, or was it about the fame, like getting famous?
The craft, the fame, both are very important.
So I'm curious, like with all your birthday requests and all that, right? What is the weirdest request you have ever gotten? Is there something someone asked you to do that you like, actually, they were actually a bit weird?
For 2020, okay, I was shocked. I was actually doing very well.
Yeah.
One day I can get 15 orders.
Wow.
I was happy lah. The weirdest let me see.
Or like too many requests that you don't.
I can't remember, seriously. Right. I can't recall. Mostly it's birthday shoutouts. Mostly ORDs.
Right.
Mostly wedding celebration.
Yeah. Last time you were a stripper for hire also, right?
I'm still doing this. From now it's topless.
Last time is what?
You want to see it yet? You see, one thing about this, I want to say something. Okay? When you see the mirror, okay, a lot of people undress. Okay.
Boring.
Before and after, really different. We got vast difference.
Yeah.
For my case, it's different. I undress, I see the mirror. Wow. Who is this hot guy?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Still tight and good.
I'm not kidding.
I can tell, I can tell.
Oh, check it out. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Do you go to the gym? Do you go to the gym?
I don't go to gym.
Oh. Then what you do to maintain?
He's in the gym.
Do you exercise?
Calisthenics.
Yes, you are right. Perfect.
Hey, he can do a lot of push-ups.
It's just his body weight exercise.
I can actually do one goal. Not that I want a fast one. About 200.
200?
You know what? Who saw before? I'm not kidding. No,
I saw on your website.
Oh, wow.
After your performance on Singapore Idol, why did you decide to go on and start a YouTube channel?
Even long before YouTube, I was in other platforms.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the Mr. Big. Mr. Big, I don't know whether you remember. Mr. Never. Big.
Is that a porn site?
No. Mr. Big doesn't mean a porn site. Mr. Big. We take security. Not that Mr. Big. Okay, it's just a website.
Okay.
And I was doing videos for them.
Right.
Yeah, I submit my video. Okay, once my video was featured, they pay me.
Oh, I see.
What kind of video?
Normal video.
Like funny stuff.
like funny stuff.
Like skits.
Funny stuff like I do lip sync. My loneliness. Then they play a song.
Right.
Then I do the video. I submit. They pay me.
That's web one. Eh.
Yeah.
That's web one where he cannot upload. Someone must buy for him. Then they upload. That's web one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I still remember my camera was 1 megapixel. Then upgrade to more and more. Yeah. 12, 24. This, 1 megapixel.
Yeah, back in the day.
When you look at digital content creators in Singapore, he's the first, maybe.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
We need to actually you're right.
He's super early.
It blows my mind.
I started very early.
Visionary.
Wow. So, what gave you the idea from a younger age, even way before that, before your first talent contest, what gave you the idea that
I want to reach out to a bigger group of followings?
Right.
Okay. So I want Asia followings. Mm. Yeah. Even I'm my video is good until that the China one. I think one of the very big giants at the time they approached me for collaboration.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. That time was really big, very big. That time my video is considered very viral. During that time in Asia. Right. I'm not kidding. That time. I know you guys are very big now.
No.
I'm very happy.
Okay.
Now that you're on the show, you're a bit more high profile. La.
I think my brothers, even my relatives, they all know who you are.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you for watching.
Not only for the good locals, okay? Not only for the Gift of the Gap host, by the way. You guys are, these shows are so big.
Thank you.
That's our greatest honor.
Thank you.
So going back then, right, when you were younger age, right, especially I think when you first started, because you were larger than life and Singapore was a very conservative society. So we always look at Stephen Lim as, is he a bit cuckoo? Was there ever a time you told yourself, maybe I don't pursue media. I'm going to get a job.
Actually, whatever I'm doing now is really purely for entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should know.
No, okay. But when you were younger, now you're famous already, so you can do anything.
Oh my God, so cute. Don't worry, I'm straight. Don't worry.
Don't take Google again. Okay.
You guys have tendency.
I have seen your many girlfriends.
So you were saying,
Yes, straight.
Where did I stop? Where did I left?
Was there a time where you told yourself,
maybe I will try and pursue a different career. Maybe in marketing.
I was in marketing. Whoa, he's good.
I'm killing you.
Okay, you've done my research before. Yes, guys, you are so right.
He pretend
he got a diploma in marketing from NYP.
What?
NYP?
NYP? Same school.
You NYP? My junior said, oh my God, must be a junior. I see your face, confirm my junior. You're so young.
I want to bring you back to something a little bit more serious, right? I think you had an exhibition boxing match.
Exhibition, yes.
Of which the results had fatality, right?
Essentially, you were matched up with actually Sylvester Sim, who was former Singapore Idol runner-up to be part of like a celebrity Muay Thai fight. It actually started all the way back in 2008 because there was some rumor that like you badmouth him and then like not happy and then it just snowballed.
Real one or the beef?
So not really lah.
But then it's like we don't know whether
he even boxed me that time, you know.
Right.
Can we do something to actually do cut things out?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. He inboxed me. But the truth.
Okay.
Sylvester, I respect you very much.
Yeah.
I love his singing.
Yeah, same.
I love boxing so much.
After that, leading up to the boxing match, suddenly last minute, Sylvester had some issues with his insurance. So then he pulled out of the fight, but then because the organizer decided the fight need to go on, right? So they actually replaced him with Mr. Pradeep, who actually at that point in time was a World Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Federation Singapore's president.
Right.
So he got a bit of background in like fighting and all that.
And
so,
he's super gong.
But he didn't have much time to prepare for the fight. So it was a very last minute notice for him. The match actually lasted for less than 5 minutes. And then there was a technical like knockout and Mr. Pradeep had to be rushed to the hospital where he unfortunately passed on.
Right.
Yeah. So when you received the news, right, can you walk us through like what went through your mind?
The manager of Sylvester Same, approached me. Then we went, are you interested to do a fight? Okay, a fight, maybe exhibition, just for a show with Sylvester Same. I say, I want a real match in the ring. Okay. I'm the one that suggests.
Okay.
He asked for my preference. I said, I want the real match.
Right.
At that point, what was your weight?
95.5.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I purposely gained weight to to hunt, to scare.
Yeah.
I think he was very scared
after I gave him so much weight.
How much time you had to prepare since the Sylvester team combo?
June. The match is on the 31st of September 2017. I remember
June
now.
To September. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Then these few months, I keep putting on weight. I have methods.
I see.
From 60 plus, I gained to 95.5 kg.
Oh my god!
30 kg. Then in the end, Sylvester Same pulled out from the match. Okay, the match must go on because my fans already paid money to watch me for the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I say I don't care. You give me what kind of caliber, be it former champion or whoever, big or small. I just want the match go on. You can replace anyone. Then they replace a big guy. I think if I'm not wrong, 186. Okay,
very tall.
99.9 kg. The night before, I ride the rail for my families. Oh. I'm not joking. Oh. I really ride a rail. Say, wait, this happened, whatever. So, the match is a half exhibition match.
Yeah.
Okay, with professional settings. Mm. The referee are all professional ones.
Yeah.
Okay, real match. Okay, yeah. You can see the images. I was really bruised. Okay, it ended up with a police case. Case. The CID came to my house. We do a statement. Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no foul play. Anyway, I won the match fair and square. TKO, after that, he collapsed. I respect him a lot to actually come to the ring to actually do a last minute replacement for Sylvester Same.
Yeah.
I respect him.
Yeah.
I was very shocked, very, very sad and very traumatized.
Yeah. I would imagine is there some amount of guilt?
Then the next day, even more traumatized. The police come look for me.
Right.
Okay, CID come to my house, okay, to do a statement. That all the media, seriously, the media can think of, they will haunt me, calling me, whatever. So, yeah, they say, why you're not at the funeral, whatever. So I say, I have my concern, okay? Like, if I go there, will it be a good thing?
Yeah.
Is this the right moment for me to be there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a point? Maybe they are still
grieving,
cannot get over. They are processing the whole thing. Right? Until finally, they know that after they have the medical through the courts, it's stated as cardiac arrest.
And did you ever have a chance to speak with his family?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I do my respect. Okay. I make my respect to him on my social media. I did.
I see.
He's a true hero. Okay. He had my deepest respect.
Yeah.
And my sympathy, seriously.
There was a bit of like backlash after that because you did go on to say that you would still consider another fighting match after that. And then a few years later, you also got make a comment about in like a fitness class, that you got say like nobody will die in my class, that kind of thing. Then people say, like they're a bit angry that they say they feel like you make a joke out of this.
Oh, the thing is that I want people to be safe in my class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not want anyone to collapse in my class. Yeah, their safety is my top priority.
So it's totally not related, but the media just like zap together. And
I think so.
Right.
Yeah. The mouse is theirs. They can talk whatever the stuff.
Right.
So you've had many accomplishments in life, a lot of highs, right? What was the lowest point in your life?
The lowest point is that I broke up with my girlfriend.
That was the lowest point of your life, which is
love is so important to us people. I broke up on the 21st of December 2021.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, it's 19 or 21, 1221.
Oh my
Christmas,
god.
People get married on that day.
Yeah, before Christmas though.
Hey,
why are you?
I still mention you.
Why are you holding on? How dare you?
This year Yes. She created an impact in my life.
Right.
Okay, because I'm with her for 2 years. Should bring me a lot of memories. I have a flashback nows and then. I think you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Once in a while, this guy once in my memory before, once in my life.
And then now strangers.
Yes.
Were you ever?
I think she got a boyfriend at the moment. She got a boyfriend. That's why she want to make clear.
Yeah.
Say, the time she even mentioned, hey, one day you got girlfriend, will you still entertain me in Singapore? I come from China, come to Singapore, right? To stay, will you entertain me? You know? In the end, she's the one that.
Find first.
Yeah, draw the line first. How did y'all meet?
I met her in a very faded situation. A bit confidential.
Some clue.
You guys are cheeky. 1, 2, 3. Meow.
And this one you never do.
Why you never do?
Your turn now.
Okay, later.
Now you gotta do it yourself.
Later.
No, so at that point with the most recent ex-girlfriend, right? Did you want to marry her?
We have plans for marrying her.
Oh,
but in the end, I don't think she's the one I'm going to marry. You know, the reason is that I broke up with her. Me and her broke up like 50, 60 times. I am not even tripping.
So quite toxic, actually.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I know that this kind of relationship will not last. In the end, we end up with divorce. Yeah. For sure. Imagine before marriage, 50, 60 times, right? Oh my God. How can this relationship last?
Now, right. on the night of 21st December, right? And on the day of the...
Actually, evening time.
Not important. Yes.
How you know? Yeah. You're so good.
When y'all broke up on that day, did you know that was the last one? Did it feel different? Or you thought maybe we're going to patch up 2 days later?
I think there may be a chance. But end up, I never approached her. Then she never approach me. No. Then after that, one month, 2 months went past.
So it's a battle of ego lah. Nobody let go.
Seriously. But the saving grace is something very sweet. Okay, before I sold my HDB away. I sold my HDB
before
away.
Before you buy the SingPost shares.
He recently sold it.
I know. Okay, we go get the job.
Biggest fan out of all of us.
She came for a visit at my house.
I see.
And she played, I should remember, she played the piano. She can play the piano very well. Can you imagine your ex-girlfriend play piano? Can you play me the last song before I sold the house? You know what's the name? What name of the song?
What?
No. Summer. You know Summer? Summer by the Japanese pianist.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know River flows in you.
Yeah, I also know that.
Piano.
You got tear, no?
Every time she played that, I was like,
even with your girlfriend, you are so animated.
No, seriously, in my heart, I love her playing the song. Seriously, I love it so much.
So right now, are you actively dating
on apps?
Not really. Okay, one thing good about me, you know, I think you've seen my life before. I don't use dating app at all.
Right.
Totally.
You use your Facebook, you straight away say I'm single, who are you, my girlfriend?
I use my IG, my social media to advertise, okay? Whoever interested, they will inbox me. You'll be surprised by the amount of inbox I got.
I'm not surprised.
But in the end, we just never.
So you got to meet them and really try lah?
No, in the end, we just never go to that point yet. Especially when I ask them, say, may I have a half length or full length of a pic? Because at least to be fair to me, I want to know what's my potential girlfriend look like in the future.
Yeah.
But they scared lah. They thought that I will feature them. They think too much really.
But sometimes ma, because you were screenshot ma.
And you famous ma.
Yeah. Thank you. But don't be scared, I'm very friendly.
Do you get inboxes from both guys and girls?
Oh yeah, right. How you know?
I don't know.
Tata knows lah.
Hey, seriously. So question like, 请问一下你喜欢男生吗?
Do you like men?
Do you like men? I said, I know, I'm totally straight.
So, right. So what do you look for in an ideal partner?
Ideal partner, okay. I'm looking for, how do you pronounce that? Loyalty, is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Don't bash me, okay? Not too ugly.
Pretty, right?
No, it's fair.
Pleasant looking. Pleasant looking will do.
Like you must be attracted to
them. Yeah, I don't want in the, when I wake up in the morning, monster! No, no, I don't. I don't want that. In the morning, I say,
the sun, the bird, the trees. Right. My beautiful, my girlfriend.
My average looking girlfriend.
Yeah, pleasant looking will do. Pleasant looking.
So after that, you sold your house. You buy SingPost shares.
Oh my gosh.
So actually now you are cash rich.
Yeah, I'm cash rich at the moment.
But you actualized a big loss.
Actually, over the years, you know, right? You see my post. I lost, over the years, 220,000 Singapore dollars.
Ooh, on SingPost shares alone?
No.
Just in general.
Over,
for the recent one,
I never say SingPost. God, don't quote me. For the recent one, so I lost 120, realized loss.
Oh my. Dang.
But imagine I can have additional 220,000 cash left.
Yeah,
lor. What can you do with 220,000 Singapore dollars?
Can buy like 3 car.
No, you can even down payment for, you know, like house.
Yeah,
you can buy whatever you want. You can have dinner. You can have many Hai Di Lao. You can have many Din Tai Fung.
You can buy my outlet.
I love Hai Di Lao. I love Din Tai Fung, seriously.
Oh my god, I feel like you should perform at Hai Di Lao. Like, especially.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Kamu San should learn from you.
Yeah. Like their boy.
Who knows I'm a very good dancer?
I know. I know.
I have special talents, okay? Yes, I am. Inspired by my 表哥, right? And my uncle. Mm. I wrote song as well. I composed and wrote song. Oh, even big companies, they hire me to write song for them, for their jingles. Wow. For their theme song.
Wow. Is there a notable jingle that you can share or cannot say?
Shopee.
You guys will know. Snare drop. I wrote the song, by the way. I never said this before.
Exclusive.
About my business. My business are totally real one.
No shit.
My business are totally real. I serve a TV station, okay, as a supplier.
Of talents.
Actually, artists.
Wow.
Part-timers. Mm-hmm. Not extra part-timers, mostly. I never mention names. Just a TV station. 2006 until 2014.
Wow.
And one point of time, I even contracted with them.
Right.
1 or 2 years. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
At the moment of time, I'm one of the main supplier for that.
Right. But we cannot say which TV station in Singapore.
Cannot.
That is a secret.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. There's only one.
Yeah. I think you know, I know. Actually, nothing. Okay. But they will know that. They know that I put in a lot of hard work for to find the talent, the artist to do the last minute, slot for their dramas.
Whatever. I see.
Like Calafair.
Not part-timers.
Like supporting characters.
Speech one also. Got lines on.
Hey, you know what? It's hot dream.
No lines, but also
can hire me.
Oh my god, yeah.
She wants to be. Calafair is that. Like, Lorenzo, ta 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 ta, walk too slow already.
Okay. I want to be there.
I was there.
But I want you can see expression. Papa!
Oh, you're really very good.
Oh my god!
Wow, that was you're damn good.
I got goosebumps.
Can train us, please?
I do acting since 2003. I'm the main lead for dramas.
Wow.
Did you ever professionally learn?
I am the main. I'm
self-taught.
I'm born this way.
I see. Yeah.
I went overseas. I acted for a Navy firm, you know, right? Karaoke. I'm the first male supporting role. He WhatsApped me personally and emailed to invite me for his movie. The third installment, Karaoke.
Mm.
He's my friend.
Is Alison's dream to be a Calafair?
No, like, to be a.
You can be part-timer. A big star. Look at your face. Look at the mirror.
Yeah, look at the mirror.
Hey, thank you, Steven.
Furthermore, you can talk somebody like, right? You're a host,
Yeah.
How do you test whether the person got talent or not? Can you test her one time?
Yeah. Very simple. I'm very proud.
Okay.
Before, I think, for one organization, I don't want to mention name.
Okay.
Before that, he will give us a script to add out whatever. So after I actually invented the Sinu Islet.
Okay.
What's that?
Okay. Then I think
the four emotions.
Then the organization they actually to switch the audition to see Island. Because it's more. Oh, I think
they steal your idea.
No, don't say that. No.
You still scared, okay. Man. No, you scared what? No. You still leave it.
You paved the way for a new audition. Yeah.
But they know I'm very, very hardworking. Last minute, I say, I want one people for that drama. I last minute, mid course, no. Pa, 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 pa. Oh my God, it's not easy. Yeah. In the middle of like 1 or 2 a.m., I'm still meeting call. Hey, please help me up tomorrow. Oh, okay, yeah. I understand. You'll be acting with beside who and who and who. Now I pivot a bit, okay? Same thing, I still promote my artists. Mm. Okay? Even you see my website, yeah? You like any of my artists, I can still provide for you. Normally I'll give them 70% or 30%. But things I promote them, many are famous, give them talents, acting, singing, dancing.
Yeah.
Some people mash up because I'm a
fighter.
Of course. All-rounder. An artist need to be all-rounder, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Then this skill, they go for any audition casting.
Mm.
Wow. Trust me. They will gunna very easy.
Mm.
Right. I'm a very, very good teacher.
Do you think you can take on a serious role? For example, if you were so non-comedic. So if let's say you were Maxilin Aboy.
For sure can. Even before 2003, I'll be acting along big stars like Ray Eun.
Yeah.
Mm. Ray Eun just gang chu dao right? Understand? Yeah. I acted with her.
Just
serious role. I can even send you a link. You will be
send us
the link. Yeah.
I will be proud to send you.
Okay, thank you. We will show everyone.
He was so like green. So young, so green. You are really my saving grace. And you're so good. This is the training, you guys. You see, over the training, over the experience. Now you grow to be big host, no.
That's why he's our boss.
You know where? Okay. The Billy Ketchup. Oh,
sheesh.
Experience count. Can see that? Tan-tan. Tan-tan.
So are you happy with where you are now?
Yes, I'm actually, I'm taking a layback at the moment.
Oh,
I see.
Okay.
Even now a lot of people, even the big companies, because they know that I'm famous in TikTok Life. Okay, they want to hire me for special appearance to sell their products.
Yeah.
But I don't like to sell products. Very stressed one.
Yeah.
Especially other people's products. Sure. Yeah. They pay me money, then end up I have to sell a product. And in the end, what if the sales not good?
Yeah.
I'm very worried about that.
So assuming that like this character of yours is actually really the acting role that you have been taking on for 20 years, right? Does it ever get tiring? Do you ever feel like, wow, I really got to let this persona go?
There will be always ups and
downs.
Same thing. Okay? Yeah, sometimes you'll be happy, depend on mood, understand me? Sometimes you'll be
of course.
So hyper, for sure. Yeah. Depend on mood, seriously. You can say it at semi-retired.
Right.
Oh my God, my 220,000. Oh my God. Painful.
You know, when you announced that you bought a lot of SingPo shares, right? I actually went to investigate the fundamentals of SingPo. And actually, my conclusion was that, hey, it's really not bad. Leh.
Did you buy?
No, of course not.
Oh my God.
You know, at 300K, like you.
Dude, I'm still good now. Mm. Okay. You know right? It's sold before. Never mind. Let me show you guys.
Okay. Wow, let's go.
Are you going to bring the certificate of the share?
This is the first time I do on show. Like.
What?
No, you guys are going to see.
Oh my God, exclusive.
I think we're going to see.
This is real stuff, huh?
Let's go.
Okay, I lost 220,000, but I still got this.
What?
This! 181,000. 181,000 cash. So I think to myself, what can I do with 181,000 but still cash?
No, so just now you said with 220,000 you can do so many things, so many collaborations. Actually, now you still got 180K, I still can do.
That's one of my plans also.
Who is your dream collaboration?
Okay, you guys gonna stay tuned.
Oh,
okay, I'm going to. Yes,
got,
I'm going
got
to.
Hint, so yeah. Like clue.
Got hint. Tan-tan. You guys stay tuned.
Success. Because maybe when you are younger, you might think, oh, you want to get famous. Okay. Then you did get famous, ma.
I did get very famous in Singapore, but my next target is Asia.
I see.
Yeah, I think this is the dream of all of you. You guys know, I know you guys are really very famous on Asia. For sure. I look at your traffic, seriously. It's Asia. Yeah, it's Asia. Wow.
Can show us.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. You should know. Unless you should know it. Your viral videos are already Asia already. Subscriber, everything. I'm very localized in Singapore.
Okay.
You know when you were promoting your acting school, right, at first or something?
Not
like
acting
that?
School. My acting, that means. That means they join my team for it's very cheap.
Oh,
right. Is it? Tell me, can you guys be my winners?
$300
one-time payment.
Okay.
Unlimited instructor consultation.
Wow.
Unlimited retraining visit.
Right.
It's at a professional dance studio at the moment. Can come for many of my classes. The most you're gonna pay is only $300.
Lifetime.
One-time payment, long term. That means you join my team. I make sure you can dance, acting, singing, and also now also got the physique also.
Right.
Okay. Oh, visit. So your personal trainer
also? Kickboxing.
Yes,
kickboxing.
I was actually certified. Ooh. Do you don't want it? Just I never bothered to retake the test again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
no.
2 years, not 2 years. Yeah,
I was totally off.
Because I need to retake. I need to read everything again.
Yeah.
It's very tedious.
Got any students damn jala, really cannot save it.
They just don't want to try. Oh. If they don't want to try, how can I help you?
But seriously, because it's a bit funny, right? Because there were some videos, right, of the thing. And it feels like trying to be funny like that. Is that part of your process?
I will do proper training for them. The ski part is a bit meant to be funny. But before that, it's actual training.
Oh.
So when you publish
make anyone dancing and acting machine, for sure.
No, like what move? What move you teach?
The basics.
Like hip hop basics.
The basic of dancing. Once you have the basis of dancing, I cannot promo, okay? The basis of dancing, you can do any dance move.
You can
in the end, you can go to any YouTube, okay? Whatever you like, you will have to say already.
I know you know
what I'm talking about already. Dancer, fellow dancer. You will have to say already.
I will sponsor you.
I know you can read my mind. Understand me now.
Dancer yes, mind. Can you connect through a wave?
Why not play a small game?
Okay,
you know I acted for a movie drama before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The game is that you can post for me any scenario. I can act for you.
Wow.
Be in manager English.
Okay.
I'm so good. Okay.
Okay.
Instructor that cannot be act well, how can teach people?
Okay, the two of them. This one, Allison is your daughter.
Daughter.
Then Papa? After that, she bring back the boyfriend, Tan Tan.
Okay.
But Tan Tan, not a good man.
Mm.
And then you need to tell her that you don't like Tan Tan. Okay, and scene.
Tan Tan.
Papa, hello.
Papa loves you.
I know.
Please stay away from this man.
Why? I love Tan Tan.
He's not a good man.
Why?
Please stay
but
away.
But I want to be with him.
No more Tan Tan from
you. You don't
now
know
on
him as well as I know him. How can you tell me what to do?
She's a good actor.
She's You
want to be careful. No, you're more than that.
Let's
continue.
You're wasting your time in this company.
Okay, I go from there.
Okay.
I continue from there. Okay. Trust me. Based on my experience, right, he's not a good man. Look at his face. Like a playboy.
But I don't care about looks.
So, Tan Tan, I want you to stay away from my daughter.
But why? I can't do this.
I just don't like you.
Okay,
you love playboy.
Then I leave the house now. I don't want to stay with you. I'm going to stay with Tan Tan.
Listen, if you walk away from the house now, right? If you walk away from the house now, right?
Yes.
You won't ever come anymore.
Okay, bye.
Tana!
Cannot.
Very
messy.
Can see
that? Can see that?
I'm so impressed.
The
both of you.
Wow, that was amazing.
Okay, next scenario. Steely Coco, you are with Denise. You are in a relationship, but you're cheating on Denise with John. So Denise one day come home, right? Then
I catch
you.
This one is 小三.
Yeah,
the party.
But it's really a guy. You
then 我捉奸在床.
Okay.
Start.
Why you back so early?
这个是谁?
Why you back so early?
这个是谁?
I thought you supposed to OT today.
No, now you give me an explanation. Who is this man?
Can you don't ask? Nothing.
Why? What do you mean don't ask?
Between me and him.
It is my right to ask.
I protect you.
Why you protect him? Then who's going to protect me? You promised me.
You promised me. I do not want you to insult him. I don't want to insult him, by the way. I tell the truth, okay? I have enough of you. This is my love life. Okay, I do not want you to be part of my life anymore.
You know what? I have to tell you the truth.
I just want Tan Tan. I love you.
This one also this Tan Tan.
I love Tan Tan.
Let me say you pregnant. Say you pregnant.
Can I? Can I?
Why you are not the kids?
Where is that? But I'm important.
No, joking.
They were going to make the headline.
joking.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Real deal. Cannot lie one.
My medic skill. Can I go for any role? I think so. Easily, for sure.
So I'm a bit curious, right? Because actually for myself, when I told my mom, right, who is very, very strict. My mom is very, very strict. So actually when I told her that I'm going to pursue media, like she totally don't understand what I'm trying to do. Like because I dropped out of university also, okay. Then she feel like a bit like 没有连见人. There's a very difficult time between me and my mom lah. And I've read about your story also. And I know that you did go through a similar period, right? And then it was only eventually that like my mom maybe like see me on the show, right? And then I know, she never say it to me lah. I will overhear her sometimes on the phone, then she will say to her friends that like, oh, like Tian Tian, which is my nickname, right? Like, 现在有, like,
oh my god.
Tian Tian.
My Chinese name.
Tian Tian.
Wei Tian.
Oh, yeah. 好甜哦. Okay.
So then she, I will overhear lah, that she say like, oh, like our show, we get minister on, all this kind, then like a bit bragging to her friends like that lah. So I think slowly, like my relationship with my mom is slowly improving. Okay. So I'm wondering like, after what you've been through also, right? Do you feel like you are at a stage where you are ready to try to mend things with your parents also?
Actually, I'm okay with my parents, seriously. Oh. No problem. Seriously, even till now. Okay. Oh. I think I need to expose it on the air, okay? I'm not actually living with them at the moment.
Oh!
People say, Steven, you now have to rent flat lah. Okay? I'm not renting flat lah. I just going back only.
Yeah.
Now you know, okay? The first time I see that.
Thank you.
Which must be very nice, right? For your family. Are y'all getting along well since you moved back?
We're still okay. We respect each other. I really enjoy your story.
Thank you.
Me and my families are still doing well.
Right.
We're doing our own things. We're doing very fine. We respect each other. But as I mentioned, okay, once I collaborate with one person, once I make it very big, okay, I hope that they'll be very proud of me.
Yeah. Mm. Was there a time, and I remember that Ish, right, hoping to know more from you, right? There was a time where your parents actually try and talk you down from pursuing entertainment.
I think this is quite normal. They thought that it's not feasible. Mm. By telling me, say it's very feasible. I lost 220,000 from stock market. Yeah.
And you're still okay.
Where do I get the 220,000 cash from? What I'm trying to tell you guys, or tell them, say that I'm making money in social media. I'm making money in media industry. For sure, it works. For sure. The more famous you are, like you guys, I'll bring it back to you again. The more famous you are, the bigger you are.
Yeah. The more money you can make, lah.
Yeah, for sure.
Something that I really respect or look up to is that there are not a lot of people that are really willing to put themselves out there completely and be themselves, right? And I think it's a very brave thing for you to do. I think a lot of people sometimes fall into the trap of not being able to because of fear of failure or fear of judgment and all that. Then they never actually pursue the things that they truly want to do and become who they actually want to be. Yeah. So like in a very unique way, like I think a lot of people can look up to you in that sense. Yeah. But one thing I want to ask is, I'm sure you get comments, like sometimes you get hate comments and all this kind of stuff, or people maybe instead of laughing with you, they laugh at you. How do you deal with that?
I think that everyone has a market. Okay. I've been true for so many years. Not everyone will love you. Mm. Okay. Mm. But not anyone will hate you also. Mm. So just live happily every single day.
Would you say you are happy every single day?
Hopefully. I want myself to be happy.
So far, you're happy, lah?
I'm happy.
You want me to show you again?
Not happy, man. Seriously. Hey, imagine that. This after I lost 220,000, man.
I'm convinced that this is how he is. That this is not a persona.
Oh, actually, it depends. You must understand. This is in front of camera. In front of camera, okay? This entertainment.
Hey, let's say we become good friends, right? Mm. And then next week, we have coffee and dinner together. Mm. What's that version of Steven like? It's just you and me at a restaurant.
Of course, I will not be doing whatever. So me on whatever.
Will it be difficult for you to try not to do that, or you feel like that's a part of you already?
It's easy.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay.
But you must understand this in front of camera.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I love you.
Back back in the day, right, when you go on the date with Xia Xue, like she does seem very happy to be there, right? How did you take that?
Guys. Actually, you guys know that I was paid to be there. It's just a show.
Yeah.
It's actually totally just a show.
Yeah.
It's just people just broom out proportion.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a show. Just totally just a show.
So the block wall also part of the antics.
The block wall, of course, I was offended. Of course, I was offended. You not offended, man? Out of nowhere.
Yeah, lah.
Now not operate on me.
Then you know the Aaron,
I'm the victim, eh.
The Aaron Tan one, oh. The Aaron Tan one, after that, Lianhe Wanbao got write one article, say it was you pay Aaron Tan to insult you.
I don't know. I don't even know the person. I don't even know the person. I don't even know the person.
But now looking back, right, because at that point, to be honest, at that point, you are 30 plus. Aaron is 19 years old. Do you regret saying what you said to him?
No, I think this part is part of a part of a fantastic memories. Yeah, I think this is, I think the videos are so-called the series of videos are is the many childhood memories of the teenagers that time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah,
it's true. Do you sometimes go back and watch your videos?
Seldom.
Seldom.
But the Warner, I remember this day.
Yeah, Warner, you told him. You mean your uncle? What's uncle?
So you were not really that angry, lah. The creation of that video is also for entertainment.
Oh, that was I was angry.
But you reenacted it. You reenacted it perfectly as though you rehearsed it.
That's acting. Sorry, guys. Do you know who am I? I'm an instructor.
Okay, so we've come to the end of what I might say is our very best episode yet. And thank you very much, Stephen Lim Koko, for taking time and joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Sharing
you
with
guys
us.
Are so fabulous and so awesome. I love you.
You guys. Like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay.
你会累吗?
一点点 yeah, more excited. The camera is very powerful.
Oh, yeah, like partner. you on
live, yes.
I can feel you feeding off the energy also.
Thank you. From the battery of the cameras.